Prayer for Contentment in Your Calling by Chelsea DeMatteis, read by Leah Martin. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. 1 Timothy 6, 6-7. I was talking with a friend recently about the whole process of writing my devotional and what God did in my heart during that season. See, I believed that the way the pop culture celebrity Christian authors capture their carved-out time to write books was how we were all supposed to do it. I thought I, too, needed to have a book getaway for a few days, just like them. It's true. If we're being honest, many of them share about their times away in the mountains, at a cozy cabin, maybe renting a cute Airbnb. They share of their time away, of having the silence and headspace to write the rest of or the bulk of their message. So, I booked a trip to Florida. I was going to spend 3 nights and a day at my grandparents' home alone. No distractions, no one needing me, just silence and headspace. But God. I'm thankful for all the ways He pours out His grace and mercy. He not only canceled that trip, but He convicted my heart at how wrong and fake, for me, this mindset was. God reminded me He isn't going to call me away from my home so I can abandon my post to write a book about Him that didn't match the heart of who He is. He showed me the absolute gift, beauty, and surrender in writing a book with my toddler at my feet, needing me, wanting me, and reminding me of the importance of where God has called me, my home. He's called me to be a wife, mother, and homemaker first, then a writer. For me, my home is the most important eternal work. I don't take it lightly, and for a moment in my life, I thought I needed to leave my post as wife and mother to be able to do something that, yes, is important, but not more important than the role I've been given here. Ultimately, what I learned was this. God will not call me away from what is of utmost importance to Him, to do something secondary. He will make the room for it. God will provide the time, even if it's at 2 a.m. He'll stir up our hearts with the noise around. He'll teach us the deep need we have to depend solely on Him. And this reminded me of what Paul wrote to Timothy. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. 1 Timothy 6, 6-7. We cannot take anything with us from this world, but we can leave an eternal impact on those who God has entrusted to us. It's hard to put into words the gift of this season, writing a book with life going on all around me. The Lord has etched in my heart the mornings of writing while my son played at my feet. I can still clearly see my husband and son playing in the snow out the front window, and all the evenings I was given time to write as the house slumbered. Never forget that the most important place God has called you is within the walls of your home. Stewarding, loving, serving, and nurturing the hearts He's placed near you. Eternal work is hard work, a work that we can only look to the Lord to bring to completion. From Him, through Him, and to Him are all things. To God be the glory. Pray with me. Lord, thank You for the calling You've given me right where You've planted my feet. Father, I ask for a sense of conviction when my eyes begin to gaze on the less important matters You will bring to completion. Help me see the eternal impact I have on those You've given me. And thank You for Your grace and mercy to constantly redirect my heart as I veer off Your path for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
The love of God is immeasurable. It's unchanging. It's indescribable. Because God loves you so much, you can sleep through the night in peace. With Abide Bible Sleep Meditation, you can fall asleep fast with relaxing sleep stories based on Scripture. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Bible Sleep Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.